Disability Equality. Scott Issue 54 2020. Welcome to the latest issue of Open Door, the quarterly magazine from Disability Equality Scotland. Open Door Disability News and Views for Disabled People Across Scotland. Issue 54, Hate Crime Awareness and Safer Communities. Hate Crime Charter Extended to Ferries. Your Disability, Your Voice, Your Scotland. Disability Equality Scotland is a member-led organization, so we want to hear from you, our valued members. Get in touch with us with your disability news by email at admin@disabilityequality.scot or by calling on 01413700968. Page number 2. Contents 3. CEO's Welcome, Introduction by Morven Brooks. In Form 4 to 5 6 to 7 8 9 10 11 12 to 14 15 to 17 our team are directors about us. Strategic Plan 2020 to 2023 update from Emma Scott, Operations Manager. Safe and Inclusive Ferries for All. Summary of Recent Events. Information Hub. Support 18 Police Scotland. 19 to 20 Mental Wellbeing Guide. 21 Central Scotland Regional Equality Council, XREC. 22 IME. 23 to 24 People First. 25 to 26 The Scottish Centre for Personal Safety. Your Say on Disability. 27 About Your Say on Disability. 28 to 30 Consultation and Surveys Roundup. 31 to 33 Weekly Poll Roundup. Access Panel Network. 34 to 35 About the Access Panel Network. 36 Access Training and Engagement Managers Update. 37 to 39 Access Panel Network News. 2 Issue 54 to 2020 CEO's Welcome. Welcome dear member, I hope this latest edition of our magazine finds you safe during these unprecedented times. The last few months have been incredibly challenging as the impact of COVID-19 reaches each and every one of us. The Disability Equality Scotland team have quickly adapted to working from home and we continue to actively engage with key stakeholders to ensure the voices of disabled people are heard. I would like to thank all members and access panels who are completing our weekly poll questions, which are helping to inform policy and guidance produced by the Scottish Government in response to the pandemic. Morven Brooks. One significant poll that we recently conducted found that 99% out of more than 900 respondents had concerns about physical distancing. I was utterly appalled to learn that disabled people are being confronted by members of the public and accused of breaking lockdown or spreading the virus. This behavior towards disabled people is inexcusable and must not be tolerated. If you have been subject to abuse during the COVID-19 pandemic, please share your experiences by completing our online form, www.surveymonkey.co.uk/r/COVID-19hatecrime with your consent. Your comments will be shared with policy officials and decision makers in Scotland. This brings me to the theme for our latest edition of Open Door, which is Hate Crime Awareness and Safer Communities. At Disability Equality Scotland, we host the Disability Safety Hub, www.disabilitiesofad.scot, a website dedicated to raising awareness of disability hate crime and how to report it. We are also updating the hub with the latest information and resources on how to stay safe during this time. Although we are not through this crisis yet, we are all in this together. I would encourage you to continue completing our surveys and please get in touch with us directly if you have anything you would like to share with the rest of the Disability Equality Scotland community. With best wishes, Morven Brooks, Chief Executive Officer. Issue 54 to 2023. Our team. Morven Brooks, Chief Executive Officer. Morven works with the team to ensure that Disability Equality Scotland promotes the value of and represents the opinions of disabled people. Morven provides a strategic and operational understanding of access and inclusion in Scotland, including establishing an evidence base that informs policy and best practice. Emma Scott, Operations Manager. Emma is responsible for managing a broad number of projects and initiatives. Emma works closely with the CEO to implement the organization's strategy to work towards social inclusion for disabled people in Scotland. Ian Buchanan, Access Training and Engagement Manager. Ian's role is to support, develop, and promote the Access Panel Network. Ian is also responsible for providing guidance on accessibility to external organizations and managing our Disability Equality Access and Learning Training course. James Davidson, Communications and Research Coordinator James is responsible for sharing and promoting information such as news, events, and consultations to our members in a clear and accessible manner. This includes producing our monthly newsletter and quarterly magazine, Open Door. James is also responsible for the upkeep and population of all website content. Ali Bruce, Events, Training, and Membership Administrator. Ali is our Events Training and Membership Administrator and he works with Ian to provide support to the Access Panel Network in Scotland through training, outreach, and capacity building. He also administers the Access Panel grant and works with Emma on helping to deliver our disability roadshows and transport events. Shona McEwen, Easy Read Worker. Shona produces information in Easy Read, an accessible format that makes written information easier to understand for people with a learning disability. Shona's previous jobs involved working with adults with a learning disability and she has always been a strong advocate of inclusive communication. For issue 54 to 2020 Inform. Welcome to FIAC and Claire. FIAC O'Brien Malloy Project Coordinator. FIAC is responsible for a project to pilot a hate crime charter on the Ferries Network. This project builds on the success of the pilot carried out in 2019 on the train and bus networks. The charter acts as a zero-tolerance approach to hate crime on public transport. Read more about the project on page 11. Claire Jagger, Easy Read Worker. Claire joins the team to expand our Easy Read service. For more information about our Easy Read service, including our pricing policy, visit www.easyread.scot. Issue 54 to 2025 Inform. Our directors Linda Bamford convener. After 13 years as a frontline paramedic in Glasgow, Linda moved into management, holding various senior management positions within the ambulance service for a further 15 years. Linda has a passion for equality and doing the right thing and strives through her work and volunteering to bring about transformational changes that will assist everyone to lead their lives as they choose. Dorothy McKinney Vice Convener. Dorothy has over 35 years experience in human resources and has fellowship of the Chartered Institute of Personnel and Development, CIPD. Dorothy is also a registered mediator with the Scottish Mediation Network and undertakes pro bono support for peer mediators in local schools. Colin Miller Treasurer. Colin is currently the Chief Executive Officer, Executive Director, of the Scottish Personal Assistant Employers Network, Spain. As a young child, Colin had leg cav pertes disease, a disease which significantly impaired his mobility and independence, an experience he draws on daily as he now seeks to support others to live full, active, and inclusive lives and fulfill their potential and ability. Susan Fulton Director. Susan is a local authority chartered surveyor with a background in the construction industry, diversifying into the field of accessibility in 2004. Susan obtained her MSc in Accessibility and Inclusive Design from the University of Salford. Susan is also a member of the Royal Institution of Chartered Surveyors, RICS, and is a consultant member of the National Register of Access Consultants, NRAC. Carolyn Griffiths Director. Carolyn has worked in the public and private sectors, 23 years with Barclays Bank and 12 years in the public sector with a local authority and is currently working in the NHS. Her areas of expertise include human resource development, organizational development, project management, consultation, and engagement. Carolyn also has a strong sense of fairness and equality. 6 Issue 54 to 2020 Inform. Janice McDonald Director. Janice is currently the Chief Officer of Deaf Scotland. Janice has a nursing background and has worked in the public and third sectors. She has thematic specialties covering addictions, homelessness, equalities, and deafness. Janice is now particularly interested in quality and standards, governance, and communication equality. Kenny Milne Director. Kenny has been mainly employed in various management structures at different levels including site manager on a busy pharmaceutical site. Whilst employed as site manager, Kenny had an accident at work leading him to suffer major damage to his lower back. Kenny has since taken up various volunteering roles including chairing the Three Towns Disability Forum and the North Ayrshire Carers Forum. Maureen Morrison Director. Maureen has experience working at board level, having been a director with Spinal Injuries Scotland for 6 years before taking up the position of interim general manager. The skills Maureen brings to the board are, a lived experience of disability, the ability to connect and develop partnerships and fundraising. Scott Stewart, director as manager for Disability Information Scotland, Scott is aware of the challenges experienced by disabled people, their families, and carers. Scott constantly strives to break down the barriers that hinder the opportunities to disabled people in our society. Issue 54 to 2027 Inform About Us. We are a national charity working to make life more accessible, equal, and inclusive for disabled people in Scotland. We promote access in its widest sense, including access to the built and natural environment and access to the same opportunities as are enjoyed by others in our communities, thus promoting a life of dignity, respect, choice, and independence. This extends beyond physical access to include access to information, access to inclusive communication and inclusion in decision-making, whether with planners over inclusive design or transport providers about accessible travel. Our mission at Disability Equality Scotland is to give all disabled people in Scotland a voice with trust, care, and empathy. We will use what we hear to advocate for and enable change to improve lives. We will achieve this through working with access panels, working with members, working with partners and stakeholders. Our vision, working towards equality, inclusion, and participation for disabled people in Scotland. 8 Issue 54 to 2020 Inform Strategic Plan 2020 to 2023. We are proud to launch a new 3-year strategic plan for 2020 to 2023. As a membership-led organization, the strategy is fully formed by the views and experiences of disabled people across Scotland. At the heart of the strategy is a mission to give all disabled people in Scotland a voice with trust, care, and empathy. We will use what we hear to advocate for and enable change to improve lives. We will achieve this through our 4 key priority areas: equality, participation, and inclusion, provide opportunities for disabled people to participate and meaningfully engage in national and local discussions, embedding inclusive communication in all methods of communications. Access Panel Network. The Access Panel Network are recognized and trained in accessibility legislation, equality, and disability awareness, allowing them to address inequalities and inaccessibility in local communities across Scotland. Membership. Provide a valued membership that disabled people are proud to be part of. We become the go-to organization for disabled people to share experiences, helping change policies and law. Accessible transport. Opportunities for increased engagement between disabled people and transport providers, including Transport Scotland's accessibility team, the Mobility and Access Committee for Scotland and Community Transport. Commenting on the strategic plan, our CEO, Morven Brooks, said, "I am pleased to launch our new 3-year strategic plan, which provides a clear vision of working towards equality, inclusion, and participation for disabled people in Scotland. We are dedicated to engaging closely with our members and access panels to tackle a range of issues affecting disabled people. We will continue to foster close relationships with key stakeholders to ensure the voices of disabled people are listened to and actioned on." You can view the Strategic Plan 2020 to 2023 on our website, https://bit.ly/3es82ga Issue 54 to 2029 Inform Update from Emma Scott, Operations Manager. Disability hate crime remains one of my key areas of responsibility in terms of project work. The previous 6 months have seen us design, develop, and pilot a hate crime charter on public transport and successfully secure further funding to roll this out nationally, working with Stagecoach, First Bus, and ScotRail. The pilot project was the culmination of 2 years' work consulting and engaging with disabled people about what Emma Scott they would want from a charter. We were supported throughout this process by Police Scotland, SE Stran, British Transport Police and Transport Scotland, and we look forward to continuing these partnerships as we move towards a national launch. I will also extend my thanks to the transport providers who engaged with us to make the pilot happen, particularly all the bus drivers and train staff who gave us their feedback during the pilot. I presented the findings of our pilot work to the Cabinet Secretary for Justice, Mr. Hamza Yousaf, in February 2020. he was impressed with the scale and impact of the pilot, which reached over 1.2 million passengers in an 8-week period. Mr. Yusuf also endorsed the charter, and I can confirm he has a copy hanging on his office wall at the Scottish Parliament. Furthermore, we have secured an additional pot of funding to carry out a similar pilot, this time on the ferry network. We will be commencing a new project, working with Calmac Ferries to ensure their staff and passengers have the chance to feedback on a charter. I am delighted to introduce Fiac O'Brien Malloy as our new project coordinator, who will lead on this work. Read more about this important new project on the next page. Our Disability Safety Hub continues to host a wealth of information on disability hate crime, how to recognize and report it, and currently has information on keeping yourself safe, both physically and mentally, during these stressful and uncertain times. See the latest updates at www.disabilitiesofady.scot. 10 Issue 54 to 2020 Inform safe and inclusive ferries for all. Feeling safe to travel and get around is essential if we are going to realize our rights and achieve our potential. That is why CalMac and Disability Equality Scotland, with support from the Transport Scotland Ferries Accessibility Fund, are partnering to improve the experiences of disabled people on board. We will be working together to ensure that disabled people have safe and inclusive journeys. An important part of this is making sure that people know how to report any abuse or mistreatment. This project builds on the success of the pilot carried out in 2019 on the train and bus networks. The aim of this specific project is to trial a hate crime charter, essentially a poster which raises awareness of hate crime and encourages recognition and reporting. The charter acts as a zero-tolerance approach to hate crime on public transport. We are delighted to welcome Fiac O'Brien Malloy to the team as the dedicated project coordinator for this piece of work, which will run until March 2021 and inform the national rollout of the hate crime charter. Fiac has a background in working positively with services across Scotland to drive improvement for disabled people and has managed the response to hate crime with Central Scotland Police in the past. As with everything we do at Disability Equality Scotland, our voices, as disabled people, will be at the heart of our work. We can all play a part. To help us, you can fill in this short survey to inform this important work. https://www.surveymonkey.co.uk/r/comacustomerexperience. If you have any questions, please contact Fiac O'Brien Malloy. Issue 54 to 2020 11 Inform Accessible Travel Action Forum Aberdeen, February 19, 2020 On behalf of Transport Scotland, we hosted an Accessible Travel Action Forum on February 19, 2020 at Jury's Inn Hotel, Aberdeen. The event was an opportunity to bring together disabled people, transport providers, and different equalities organizations to discuss the accessibility of transport in the local area. We began proceedings with presentations from transport providers and organizations working to improve travel for disabled people in Scotland. Andy Hyde from Go Upstream discussed Making Connections, a project which brought together disabled people in Aberdeen with transport operators to discuss improvements to connections between the railway station and the ferry terminal. Kevin Douglas updated attendees on improvements to passenger assistance at Aberdeen Airport, which involved moving the passenger assistance desk closer to the main entrance, resulting in increased requests for assistance. Northlink Ferries have made various accessibility upgrades to their ferries fleet. Sumas Campbell highlighted the changes, including recently installing their third changing places toilet and increasing the number of accessible cabins with automatic doors and portable bed frames. Laura Hutchison from the Equality and Human Rights Commission introduced the Legal Assistance Project, to encourage disabled and older people who have experienced discrimination to pursue their claims and access justice. The presentations were followed by group discussions. Some participants felt passenger assistance services could be clearer about the services they offer, for example, how you arrange to be picked up or escorted through the station or airport. There were general comments about how signage could be improved. At Aberdeen Bus Station, the information displayed on the boards was not always accurate or in real time. There were lively discussions about the accessibility and frequency of buses in Aberdeen and surrounding areas. it was clear that disabled people wanted the opportunity to influence transport provision and would welcome the chance to meet and discuss their experiences in more detail with providers. 12 Issue 54 to 2020 Inform Accessible Travel Action Update Orkney, March 10, 2020 In partnership with Transport Scotland, we hosted a follow-up meeting about accessible transport on March 10 at Orkney Library, Kirkwall. The purpose of the meeting was to find out what changes had been introduced for disabled people following the Accessible Travel Summit Orkney that we hosted in September 2018. Our operations manager, Emma Scott, began the meeting by covering the key points that were discussed at the previous event. Following the introduction, representatives from transport providers updated attendees on what changes have been made. Magnus Dixon and Alex Levert from Northlink Ferries discussed improvements, including fitting three of their ferries, the Hjaltland, Hrossi, and Hamnivo, with changing places toilets. Designed in collaboration with PAMIs, promoting a more inclusive society, these toilets provide space for disabled people and their carers. Richard Foster from Stagecoach Buses explained that all coaches are now compliant with current accessibility regulations. Buses kneel to the curbside when at bus stops to assist boarding, as well as having manual ramps for wheelchair users, and implemented a new journey assistance card scheme. Neil Thane from Kirkwall Airport highlighted improvements to the airport accessible toilets and clearer signage for accessible parking bays. Following the updates from providers, disabled people had an opportunity to share their views on accessible travel. In 2018, there was only one accessible taxi to serve the whole of Orkney. There is now another in operation by Orkney Cabs, effectively doubling the accessible taxi provision. One issue was raised by delegates relating to the timetabling of the bus service to coordinate with the arrival of the Pentland Ferry from Gills Bay to Sister Margaret's Hope. The Dial-A bus service was heavily praised, as it is very well used by disabled people around Orkney as a door-to-door service. Attendees were encouraged by the improvements that have been made, however, it is vital that transport providers continue to work closely with disabled people to ensure any concerns are promptly addressed. Issue 54 to 2020 13 Inform Disability Roadshow, Gender Inequality Orkney, March 11, 2020 We worked in collaboration with the National Advisory Council for Women and Girls, NACHUG, to host a focus group discussion with pupils from Kirkwall Grammar School, Orkney as part of the NACHUG's Focus on Disability for March 2020. The aim of the focus group was to bring young people together to discuss key equalities issues which affect women and girls, and to discuss the implications of these inequalities on those with disabilities. During discussions, social media was immediately apparent as an influence on women and girls. This included having a negative influence on females' views of their body image. Some of the pupils stated that they had made a conscious decision to cut back on their social media interactions in a bid to maintain their mental health. This was followed by a general discussion about education and employment as an equality issue facing women and girls. Some of the participants were familiar with the STEM initiative, which stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Maths. This is aimed to encourage more students into these subjects, but specifically women and girls. The students agreed that there was never a situation where a woman should be paid less for undertaking the same work as a man. The group discussed equality issues that impact disabled women and girls in further detail. Some people with hidden disabilities or those who do not wish to disclose any conditions to employers for fear of stigma could be doing themselves a disservice, as employers are required to offer reasonable adjustments. The group discussed hidden disabilities and the issue of stigma. There was agreement that disabled women should not feel they have to disclose conditions, and that more should be done to educate people on hidden disabilities, including autism, dyslexia, and mental health conditions such as depression. One of the key concerns for the group was the transition from school to further education, and the support that would be available to them once they had left. However, it was recognized that Kirkwall Grammar School has a supportive staff team. 14 Issue 54 to 2020 Inform Information Hubs We host a number of online information hubs, which are easy to access online spaces that provide information, resources, case studies, and news on the following topics, Disability Safety Hub www.disabilitiesofady.scot. Funded by the Scottish Government, we worked in partnership with Police Scotland to develop the Disability Safety Hub, a website to help you identify hate crime and how to report it. The website contains a wealth of resources, including videos, case studies, and useful numbers and contacts to help you stay safe. What is hate crime? The Scottish Government defines hate crime as crime committed against a person or property that is motivated by malice or ill will towards an identifiable social group. In Scotland, the law currently recognises hate crimes as crimes motivated by prejudice based on race, religion, sexual orientation, transgender identity, disability. COVID-19 resources. It is important to look after your mental health as well as your physical health during uncertain and stressful times. We are updating the Disability Safety Hub with information to help you stay safe and well during the coronavirus, COVID-19, outbreak. We have produced a mental well-being guide that provides links to useful information on how to maintain good mental health. We are continuing to post the latest guidance on our news and blog. For more resources, visit the Scottish Association for Mental Health, SAMH, Mental Health Information Hub. Issue 54-2020 15 Inform Inclusive Communication Hub, www.inclusivecommunication.scot. We work in partnership with Sense Scotland to host the Inclusive Communication Hub, a website that has been developed for anyone with an interest in improving their inclusive communication tools and processes. Inclusive communication means sharing information in a way that everyone can understand. For service providers, it means making sure that you recognize that people understand and express themselves in different ways. For people who use services, it means getting information and expressing themselves in ways that meet their needs. Throughout this hub, you will find helpful resources such as case studies and blogs from employers and individuals, details of training and the latest news on inclusive communication. It is vital that information about the COVID-19 pandemic is available to the public in a variety of accessible formats, such as easy read, audio, British Sign Language, Braille, clear print, and plain text. We are updating the Inclusive Communication Hub with the latest accessible information and guidance relating to COVID-19. Easy Read Service www.easyread.scot. Disability Equality Scotland provide a professional and efficient Easy Read service to all sectors, as part of our commitment towards improving access to information for all. What is Easy Read? Easy Read is an accessible format that makes written information easier to understand. The Easy Read format is easy to understand because it uses simple, jargon-free language, shorter sentences, and supporting images. Who do I contact? For more information about our Easy Read service, including examples of our work, please visit our website, www.easyread.scot. 16 Issue 54-2020 Inform Accessible Travel Hub, www.accessibletravel.scot. The Accessible Travel Hub is a website for you to find information, articles, and guidance on accessible travel in Scotland. The hub launched alongside the Accessible Travel Framework, a 10-year plan by Transport Scotland to improve travel access for disabled people. What can I find on the hub? Articles and information on accessible transport in Scotland, including the rules and responsibilities of transport providers. Links to resources, including PAMI's map of changing places toilets, radar keys, thistle cards, Traveline Scotland, hate crime reporting. Signpost to relevant training courses, including disability awareness and inclusive communication. News and blog featuring up-to-date information about the response to COVID-19, including changes to timetables and passenger assistance. Inclusive Design Hub, www.inclusivedesign.scot. This hub aims to improve awareness and encourage the take-up of inclusive design in Scotland. An inclusive approach to design ensures that the built environment is accessible to as many people as possible. What can I find on the hub? Articles on the importance of inclusive design. Case studies that demonstrate innovative examples of inclusive environments in Scotland. A resources library that provides links to inclusive design guidance from a variety of sources. An up-to-date blog featuring the latest inclusive design news. Issue 54 to 2020-17 Support Police Scotland. In March 2020, Police Scotland ran a disability hate crime campaign. We wanted to encourage more people to report disability-related hate crime. We still believe the number of reports doesn't reflect what is actually happening in our communities. We ask some disabled people to talk about their experiences. We really wanted the public to understand the impact that these crimes can have on individuals, families, and communities. Sam talked about being spat on by a man whilst she waited for a train. He did not spit on anyone else and she had no previous contact or knowledge of him. Why did he spit on her? Was it because she has a visible disability? Allison was shouted at because she parked in an accessible parking space at the shops. The reason for the abuse: she had a child seat in the vehicle, she could not possibly be disabled. Yvonne has learning disabilities and was verbally abused because it took him a little longer than the other passengers to get on a bus and get his ticket. We are working hard with our partners like Disability Equality Scotland and IME Scotland to try and make communities safer for disabled people. It is not enough, we need you. Disability hate crime is happening daily in our communities. If it happens to you, if you are aware of it happening to someone else or if you witness it, please report it. You can report a hate crime by telephone 999, emergency, 101, non-emergency, text, SMS, 999, emergency, contact BSL, or text 18001, non-emergency. At a third-party reporting center. 18 Issue 54 to 2020 Support Mental Well-being Guide. Disability Equality Scotland would like to remind you that taking care of your mental health is as important as looking after your physical health. If you are shielding or physically distancing, good mental health and positive well-being can help you better cope with COVID-19 and the uncertainty it is creating in our lives. There are many things you can do in order to ease any anxiety you may have around coronavirus, such as: 1. Seek accurate information from legitimate sources. Limit yourself to reading information only from official sources like the World Health Organization, WHO, the European Commission, or reliable national sources, for example, the BBC. These credible sources of information are key to avoid the fear and panic that misinformation may cause. 2. Set yourself limits around reading news. Constant monitoring of news updates and social media feeds about COVID-19 can intensify feelings of worry and distress. Consider turning off automatic notifications and taking a break from the news. Setting boundaries as to how much news you read, watch, or listen will allow you to focus on your life and actions over which you have control, as opposed to wondering what if. WHO advises seeking factual information mainly to take practical steps to prepare your plans and protect yourself and loved ones. 3. Look after yourself. Self-care in the wake of the coronavirus outbreak includes focusing on things you can control, like having good hygiene, instead of those you cannot, stopping the virus. Where possible, maintain your daily routine and normal activities, eating healthy meals, getting enough sleep and doing things that you enjoy. Consider creating a daily routine that prioritizes your well-being and positive mental health. Issue 54 to 2020-19 Support article continues. Activities, like taking a walk, meditating or exercising, can help you to relax and will have a positive impact on your thoughts and feelings. The Mental Health Foundation, for example, recommends that you see it as an opportunity that might have benefits like finally catching up on sleep. 4. Think positive. Try and focus on things that are positive in your life. WHO recommends to find opportunities to amplify the voices, positive stories, and positive images of local people who have experienced coronavirus and have recovered, or who have supported a loved one through recovery and are willing to share their experience. 5. Ask for community or professional support. Follow protection and prevention recommendations provided by qualified health professionals. If all of this does not help, consider reaching out for support by a professional counselor or peers. Peer support is usually organized on a local or national basis, so it is best to start your search with those in your local area so that you can actually talk with someone who knows what is available. Using terms such as peer support for mental ill health or mental health service user organizations and your locality into your internet search engine, for example Google, may well be helpful. 6. Resources and helplines. There are also a number of organizations that offer advice through online resources and free phone lines. National Assistance Helpline, 0800111-4000. Set up to provide essential assistance to those who don't have a network of support but who are at high risk of contracting COVID-19. Breathing Space, breathingspace.scot or call 0800-8385-87. A confidential helpline for people to call when they are feeling down or distressed. Samaritans, samaritans.org, call 116-123 or email joe@samaritans.org. Talk things over in confidence with an experienced listener or send an email. 20 Issue 54 to 2020 Support Central Scotland Regional Equality Council, XREC. A Comres survey carried out in 2011 revealed that 56% of people with a disability in the UK have experienced hostility, aggression, or violence from a stranger because of their condition or impairment at some point in their lives. Our goal at XREC is to eliminate discrimination and harassment from Central Scotland, so that everyone has an equal chance to learn, work and live free from prejudice and fear of harassment and violence. We have been working hard to increase awareness of hate crime and encourage victims to report it. We provide hate crime awareness sessions for free to increase education and awareness so that people can empower themselves with the knowledge of hate crime and how to do something about it. We are an experienced third-party reporting center. We can help people to report hate crimes, even anonymously. We regularly help people submit hate crime reports, arrange for victims to meet police officers at our office, and we help to follow up cases and facilitate communication between victims and police. Our services have been extremely valuable for our service users and we have driven up hate crime reporting in the Falkirk area. But there is a lot more work to be done as the vast majority of hate crime generally and disability hate crime specifically goes unreported. Contact XREC email, admin@csrec.org.uk telephone, 01324-610-950 website, www.csrec.org.uk Facebook, www.facebook.com/csrec01 Twitter, www.twitter.com/csrec01 Issue 54 to 2020-21 Support I Am Me Keep Safe is an initiative that works in partnership with Police Scotland to create a network of safe places for anyone who may feel lost, scared, or vulnerable when out in the community. A free phone app Keep Safe Scotland maps out all the Keep Safe places and helps you to plan routes in advance. The app can also provide a link to Police Scotland to make an online hate crime report. If you know anyone who would benefit from a Keep Safe card, let us know. Keep Safe cards hold information about a person's health, communication, and who to contact in an emergency. They are particularly useful for people with hidden disabilities or who may have difficulty communicating. The team are working at home during this time. We are working on our new strategic plan, the evaluation of Keep Safe, and we will continue to work on improving Keep Safe and our Number Make a Difference program. Please email us at ime@renfrewshire.gov.uk if you need anything, but most importantly, please keep safe. Contact IME email, ime@renfrewshire.gov.uk website, www.imescotland.co.uk Twitter @imascotland Facebook, www.facebook.com/imeproject YouTube www.youtube.com/channel/UCW7L6LSVYVU84ZKTGGBRG22 Issue 54 to 2020 Support People First. People First, Scotland, is a disabled persons user-led organization that works for the human rights of people who have the labels of learning disability or intellectual impairment. The organization is controlled by its members, who all have a learning disability. We campaign to establish and protect the same freedom, choice, dignity, and control as other citizens across all areas of life. We have a board of directors and it is made up only of people with learning disabilities. We have over 60 groups and over 1,000 members all over Scotland. We work to change three things: 1. The way people with learning disabilities see themselves. Most of us have grown up believing that we are not much use, that we have nothing useful to say and that we can do nothing for ourselves or anyone else. 2. The way the world sees and thinks about people with learning disabilities. Most people in our communities believe that, at best, we are poor souls and, at worst, that we are a nuisance and a drain on society. 3. The law and policy as it affects people with learning disabilities. Our lives are often ruled and directed by laws and policies that we have had no say in. One of our mottos is nothing about us, without us. One of the things that we campaign about, on a local and national level, is raising awareness of learning disability hate crime. We want it to be recognized that hate incidents and crimes against us are both underreported and unrecognized for what they are. A lot of our members have been the target of hate crime, and this lived experience has made campaigning to stop such crime a priority for us. These incidents take place day to day, in the street, on buses, at the shops, in cafes, pubs, and other places within our communities. Our members describe this as everyday misery. For some people with a learning disability, this means that they are scared to leave their homes or that they stop doing things in their community because of the fear of becoming a target. Issue 54 to 2020-23 support article continues. We work to raise awareness of learning disability hate crime by delivering presentations to schools and community groups. We proposed the idea of a hate crime charter for transport providers to sign up to many years ago, and we are pleased that Disability Equality Scotland are taking this forward with a pilot. We also work with Police Scotland on the Keep Safe scheme and on making hate crime reporting more accessible for people with learning disabilities. Most recently, we contributed to the planning and creation of campaign materials for Police Scotland's National Hate Crime Campaign. We have produced a film called Recognizing Hate. In this film, we speak about our lived experience of disability hate crime. You can find it on our website. We hope that our campaigning will lead to more people recognizing and reporting hate crimes and hate incidents. We hope that it will change the attitudes towards disabled people that lead to this kind of behavior. Don't ignore it, report it. Contact People First. Email, admin@peoplefirstscotland.org. Visit our website, www.peoplefirstscotland.org, or find us on Facebook, People First Scotland. 24 Issue 54 to 2020 Support the Scottish Centre for Personal Safety. At the Scottish Centre for Personal Safety, we have developed personal safety and practical self-defence courses specifically for people who are vision impaired. We noticed that many of our clients experienced verbal abuse on a regular basis. Some blind people even had youth sticking a leg out in front of them to see if they would trip up, or waving a hand in front of their face to see if they were really blind. And here lies the problem: many disabled people have these types of incidents happen to them so often that it does not cross their mind to report it, perhaps surmising that chances are the police will not even catch the culprits. It may seem trivial to report someone shouting abuse at you, or it may seem pointless reporting a group of youths who have spat on you, a seemingly common occurrence with people who are blind or visually impaired, probably because the people doing it know their victim cannot identify them. But unless you do report it, the police and government will not realize the huge extent of disability hate crime, and the resources to prevent this occurring will simply not be made available. These conversations prompted the Scottish Centre for Personal Safety to develop a personal safety course specifically for people who are blind or visually impaired. The course not only teaches people how to stay safe in a variety of situations, but also teaches about de-escalation techniques, voice control, the law regarding self-defense, reasonable use of force, improvised weapons, and practical self-defense techniques, including how to defend yourself with your cane or walking aid. Many people who have a sensory impairment prefer to stay at home, particularly during busy periods, when schools are getting out or as it gets dark. This often leads to social isolation, which in some cases can lead to depression and even suicidal thoughts. When asked why they do not like going out, it became apparent that it was the fear of something happening to them, be that verbal abuse or violent assault. Our course lowers those fears, which in turn reduces anxiety levels and people's self-confidence increases. Issue 54 to 2020-25 support article continues. In 2019, we teamed up with Deafblind Scotland to develop our course further and include people with sensory impairments, blind, visually impaired, deaf, hearing impaired and deafblind. These personal safety for sensory impaired people courses took place throughout 2019 in our Barony St. John Centre, Indiana, Ardrossan, the Forth Valley Sensory Centre in Camelon near Falkirk, Deafblind Scotland's Learning and Development Centre in Kirkintilloch, and the Disability Resource Centre in Paisley. They were free of charge, having been funded by the Self-Management Fund, and our registered blind instructors, Yvette Robertson and Laura Grant, as well as our deafblind instructor David Black, taught the classes with great success. All participants felt the training sessions had given them the confidence to make positive changes in their lives. One participant who received the training commented, "My life before this course was like living in a cupboard with the door closed. This was a brilliant course. I would thoroughly recommend it." Our courses help people live more richer, fuller lives, and these effects were recognized by the Scottish Charity Awards in 2018 when we won their Pioneering Project Award, and again by the UK's Charity Awards in 2019 when we won their Disability Award. For more information, contact the Scottish Centre for Personal Safety, telephone 07900950599, email alan@scotcps.org.uk, website www.scotcps.org.uk, Facebook www.facebook.com/scotcps, Twitter www.twitter.com/scott_cps. 26 Issue 54 to 2020 Your Say on Disability. Your Say on Disability, www.yoursayondisability.scot. Gathering the views of disabled people in Scotland. The Your Say on Disability website is a place for you to tell us your views on disability issues in Scotland. This website provides the opportunity for disabled people to help shape Scotland's future in accessibility and equality. As someone with lived experience of or representing someone with a disability, we would like you to tell us what you feel is working and what needs to change in Scotland, by completing our surveys. Our surveys are on current policy consultations and are available in alternative formats. Weekly poll. The weekly poll will allow you to have your say on a number of different topics affecting disabled people in Scotland. The poll is a simple yes/no question that will be published each week, along with the opportunity to leave a comment on the chosen topic. BSL videos. Last year we launched our official YouTube channel. To start things off, we uploaded 8 BSL videos that have been translated from our weekly poll questions. What happens to my comments? Your comments will be passed on in full to those who have requested the survey, making sure that your views really are counted. Your responses are anonymous unless you wish to give your details. The Scottish Government and other bodies want to know what is working, what is not, and what needs to happen to improve life for Scottish disabled people, so your comments can really make a difference. Issue 54 to 2020-27 Your Say on Disability Consultation. Automated vehicles. An automated vehicle, also known as a self-driving car, or driverless car, is a vehicle that can sense its environment and move with little or no human input. The Scottish Law Commission consulted on the laws needed to ensure automated vehicles are safe and accessible to disabled people. To help achieve this, the Law Commission proposed a set of outcomes covering the accessibility of the booking process, provision for wheelchair users and mobility aid users, accessibility of travel information, two-way inclusive communication with transport staff, disability awareness training and regulation to lessen bullying and antisocial behavior directed towards disabled passengers. Through our weekly poll format, we asked if you agreed with the accessibility outcomes proposed by the Scottish Law Commission. Out of 275 respondents, 98% answered yes, 270, and 2% answered no, 5. Respondents welcomed the breadth of the accessibility outcomes, which consider a wide range of issues that are faced by disabled people when using public transport. There was particular praise for the recognition of inclusive communication as a core outcome, along with considerations for people who travel with a carer. One respondent summarized, "Well done to the Law Commission, a positive-looking set of outcomes for a change." Whilst most comments we received are supportive of the outcomes, there was also a call for continued involvement with disabled people to address any concerns. One respondent felt there is a lack of consideration for the safe removal of disabled passengers should the automated vehicle break down between accessible stops. Concerns were also raised about how the accessibility outcomes will be enforced once they become law. "We shared your comments directly with the Scottish Law Commission, which contributed to a case study featured in the summary report for stage 2 of the consultation process. 28 issue 54 to 2020 Your Say on Disability Baseline Survey, Impact of COVID-19 on Disabled People. The coronavirus, COVID-19, pandemic has affected many aspects of our lives in terms of health, both mental and physical, access to essential supplies, changes to care packages, social issues such as isolation, services available and information received. We wanted to explore the impact of the pandemic on disabled people. A survey was sent to our membership during the week beginning March 23, 2020. The survey was live for 1 week and we received 204 responses. Please note that the following responses provided a baseline for the impact of COVID-19 on disabled people. We are continuing to use our weekly poll format to provide ongoing feedback to the Scottish Government. A summary of the topics we have covered in relation to the response to COVID-19 can be found on page 31. Carers' social care and continuing care was a concern for many respondents. Some people had had their care packages cancelled or withdrawn as carers self-isolated, while some respondents found there was no alternative in place. Food shortages. Most respondents experienced difficulty in purchasing food, either because they were not able to physically go to the shops themselves or had anyone to shop on their behalf. Panic buying also had an impact, with many disabled people unable to get basic supplies. Medical appointments. A number of people commented that their face-to-face appointments were rearranged to be conducted by telephone. There were concerns about extended waiting times and general anxiety about their condition. Issue 54 to 2020 29 Your Say on Disability article continues information. Overall, respondents felt that they were able to access suitable information on COVID-19. There were some initial concerns that BSL interpreters were absent from the government's public announcements, and that there should be more specific information relating to those with disabilities. The majority of people are receiving their news from TV and internet, with others getting updates through social media and friends and family. TV news 66%, 135 respondents, internet news 64%, 130 respondents, newspapers 12%, 24 respondents, social media 51%, 104 respondents, friends and family 39%, 80 respondents, carers 12%, 25 respondents, social isolation. A large number of respondents said that they felt lonely and missed their usual routine, as well as friends and family. There was a general feeling of uncertainty, which led to feelings of anxiety and, for several respondents, depression. For others, however, an increased use of social media and video conferencing helped them to stay connected and less isolated. Testing. There were also calls for more testing to be done of those who think they have contracted the virus. One respondent commented, "It took far too long to take the necessary action and to test for the virus and to isolate and quarantine people coming into the country at the various borders." 30 Issue 54 to 2020 Your Say on Disability Weekly Poll Roundup, Response to COVID-19. Each week we send a poll question to our members so that we can create a better understanding of the issues affecting disabled people. We also want to gather more evidence that we can use in our business planning and to help respond to consultations. The weekly poll has proved invaluable in gaining insight from disabled people during the COVID-19 pandemic. The comments we received from our members helped to inform policy and guidance produced by the Scottish Government. The following is a selection of the weekly poll responses, COVID-19, impact on public transport, week beginning April 6th. Question, are you aware of changes to public transport, including altered timetables and new social distancing measures for passenger assistance? Your feedback, 12%, 30 respondents, no 88%, 223 respondents. Your comments, I have been unable to get a bus to the shops for basics as the bus service doesn't seem to be running and I can't get a home delivery slot. I tried to book passenger assistance, but I was told that disabled people should not be traveling. I am so angry at this attitude. Loads of money about for active travel throw some our way to help disabled people. As usual, left behind and overlooked. COVID-19, access to medical care, week beginning April 13th. Question, have you or someone you know received contact from a GP to discuss access to medical care, in light of the COVID-19 pandemic? Your feedback, yes 3%, 15 respondents, no 97%, 423 respondents. Responses continued on next page, issue 54 to 2020-31. Your say on disability responses continued. Your comments, I have had to call my surgery about a recurring medical issue and the staff were fantastic. A prescription was issued after checking with the GP and the issue was resolved, for the time being. I have lost confidence in my practice since receiving a phone call asking if I would be prepared to forego treatment. I feel like I have been written off as surplus to requirements and a drain on society. COVID-19, physical distancing, week beginning May 25th. Question, during your daily exercise, or when undertaking essential journeys, have you experienced any issues with physically distancing? Your feedback, yes 99%, 907 respondents, no 1%, 13 respondents. Your comments, some of the pavements are not even wide enough to pass in my wheelchair, never mind physically distancing from others. I have had to take longer detour routes as pavements are too narrow for an A to B journey. There are too many obstacles on our pavements. I'm trying to stick to 2 meters while dodging bins, potholes, and street signs with poor mobility. COVID-19, easing of lockdown, week beginning June 1st. Question, do you have any concerns about the easing of lockdown, especially if you or someone you know is shielding? Your feedback, yes, 90%, 113 respondents, no 10%, 12 respondents. Your comments, most people are acting responsibly but some are not and that will mean everyone gets put back into lockdown. I care for my partner who is shielding, and I am frightened to go out in case I bring in the disease. I know both our mental health is suffering but there is nothing else we can do. 32 issue 54 to 2020 Your say on disability weekly poll focus, physical distancing. I was spat at yesterday for asking someone to clear my space. This is just one of many comments we received in our poll of disabled people on the topic of physical distancing. In collaboration with the Mobility and Access Committee for Scotland, MAX, Disability Equality Scotland posed the question, during your daily exercise or when undertaking essential journeys, have you experienced any issues with physical distancing? The poll generated over 900 responses with the vast majority, 99%, stating they had experienced difficulties. Key concerns related to infrastructure, with pavements not being wide enough, nor equipped to deal with disabled people's needs even without the added complication of retaining a 2-meter distance. Pavement parking further exacerbated this issue as did street clutter such as bins or street furniture, an issue Disability Equality Scotland raised recently in response to the proposed amendment in the coronavirus bill at stage 2. Food shopping also remains challenging for disabled people, especially as increased numbers of people return to the shops, disabled people felt more at risk. However, it was the responses relating to the attitude and behavior of members of the public towards disabled people that sparked the greatest concerns. The poll revealed the extent to which disabled people have been approached and accused of breaking lockdown or questioned why they are making essential journeys by members of the public. The perception is clearly that all disabled people should be shielding, and at worst, are potentially infecting others by being outside. The poll results also indicate mistreatment by transport staff refusing travel to disabled people, many of whom are key workers trying to carry out their day-to-day lives. A briefing paper summarizing the comments has been circulated to ministers and officials at the Scottish Government and other partner organizations and is available on our website, www.yourzaindisability.scots/weekly-poll-results-COVID-19-physical-distancing-week-52-2020-33 Access Panel Network. Access Panels. We are the umbrella organization for all disability access panels in Scotland, providing them with support and guidance to improve the lives of disabled people at a local level throughout Scotland. What is an access panel? Access panels can be found in all regions and are made up of groups of disabled volunteers who work together to improve physical access and wider social inclusion in their local communities. We offer support and training opportunities to help them operate efficiently, link together as a network and learn from each other. Get involved. Joining your local access panel is easy and a great way to help improve accessibility in your community. You can learn new skills, help with promotional campaigns, give support at events or help with research and publicity. Give the time and commitment with which you feel comfortable and help to make a difference in your community. To find out more about the Access Panel Network and how to join your local Access Panel, contact us, tell, 0141370-0968 email, access@disabilityequality.scot website, www.accesspanelnetwork.org.uk 34 Issue 54 to 2020 Access Panel Network. Geographical location of access panels in Scotland. Western Isles and Argyll. Barra Access Panel. Cowal Access Panel, Dunoon. Harris Disability Access Panel. Oban and District Disability Forum and Access Panel. Southwest East Ayrshire Access Panel. North Ayrshire Access Panel. Forth Valley and Tayside Angus Access Panel. Centre for Inclusive Living. Perth and Kinross Disabilities. Fife Dundee Access Group. Falkirk Area Disability Access Panel. Stirling Area Access Panel. Glasgow and Clyde Valley. East Dunbartonshire Access Panel. Glasgow Access Panel. North Lanarkshire Access Panel. Renfrewshire Access Panel. South Lanarkshire Access Panel. West Dunbartonshire Access Panel. East Renfrewshire Access Panel. Highlands End Islands Access Panel. Orkney, Badenoch and Strathspey Access Panel. Caithness Disabled Access Panel. Inverness Access Panel. Lochaber Disability Access Panel. Nairn Access Panel. Ross and Cromarty Access Panel. Sutherland Access Panel. Shetland Access Panel. Skye and Loch Alsh Access Panel. Uist Access Panel. North East Aberdeenshire North Access Panel. Aberdeenshire South Access Panel. Central Aberdeenshire Access Panel. Lothian and Borders Accessible, Central Borders Access Panel. East Lothian Access Panel. Edinburgh Access Panel. Mid Lothian Access Panel. Tweeddale Access Panel. West Lothian Access Committee. Issue 54 to 2020-35 Access Panel Network. Access Training and Engagement Managers Update. Welcome to yet another quality edition of our quarterly magazine Open Door. What a crazy few months it has been since I last got the opportunity to speak to you from these pages. Reflecting on 2019 in December, I am sure none of us ever imagined we would be in the situation we are now. It is like something from a movie. A badly written and poorly reviewed movie, might I add. We were of course aware at the end of 2019 that a novel coronavirus had been discovered in Wuhan, but I am sure you will agree with me when I say that none of us imagined that it would ever travel this far. Unfortunately though it did, and the Ian Buchanan virus has fundamentally altered our way of life. We retreated into our burrows like frightened little rabbits to ride out the storm, but could these changes be for the better? We obviously need to take time and reflect on those that we have lost during this monstrous pandemic and take time to heal collectively. Fun fact, did you know the word virus was coined from the Latin word meaning slimy liquid or poison? I am sure you will agree that COVID-19 is most certainly a slimy liquid poison that needs defeating. Let's do it together. As we move forward together as a network and look at what the new normal will be in a post-COVID society, we will need to ask ourselves some important questions. Can physical meetings ever take place again? Will Zoom and Microsoft Teams become the way we take care of business? Will we ever get the chance to enjoy a nice buffet lunch again? I don't have the answers, unfortunately, but maybe we can find them out together? One upside to the pandemic, if there could be one, is that it has done us well to slow down. We have been able to ditch the rat race and appreciate our surroundings more than we normally would. I know you'll agree that we're more grateful now for what we have, but Disability Equality Scotland will continue to fight for your right to have more, and I'm sure you'll be glad to hear I am happy and healthy, but that I hope you are too. Whilst it's been good to slow down over the past few months and take stock, as that metaphorical door to the burrow starts to slowly creak open and the sunlight streams into our lives once again, we'll need to keep the pressure up on national and local government to make sure the voices of disabled people aren't ignored. More so than ever, your voices are needed at this time of crisis. 36 Issue 54 to 2020 Access Panel Network. Access Panel News. The following pages provide an insight into the activities and hard work volunteers put into their local access panels. If you are not yet a member with your local access panel and would like to get involved in improving access in your local community, contact your local access panel today. Contact details of each access panel can be found at www.accesspanelnetwork.org.uk/directory-panels or contact Ian Buchanan telephone 0141370-0968 or email access@disabilityequality.scotstirlingareaaccesspanel website www.stirlingareaaccesspanel.org. The following is an excerpt from an article about active travel by Robert Dick, Chair of Stirling Area Access Panel, who worked to improve physical access and wider social inclusion in Stirling and the surrounding area. It was very interesting to read about the Scottish Government's £10 million to support pop-up active travel infrastructure in the April edition of Disability Equality News. Since 2014, Stirling Area Access Panel has been involved with active travel projects in Stirlingshire and more recently under the umbrella term of Walk, Cycle, Live Stirling. All these projects are primarily funded by SISTRANS and implemented by the local authority. The Scottish Government have a buoyant strategy to encourage walking and cycling within the population and target all ages, including school-age children, through safer routes to school. The focus on cycling as a strategy has become so significant with active travel, both in Stirling City and also in rural villages, that it is quite demoralizing for disabled people. Not only are traditional streetscapes changing with the addition of road buildouts, shared surfaces with lack of curbs, narrowed roads, widened footways, reduced street parking, lack of disabled parking bays, added cycle lanes, informal raised crossings at every junction and greening strips along footways, etc., this concrete jungle is all in the name of encouraging walking and cycling. Issue 54 to 2020 37 Access Panel Network article continues. Our experience with SISTRANS and even council groups repeatedly demonstrates that they don't have an appreciation or breadth of disability knowledge, and their path designs do not include the necessary fundamental elements of car parking, toilet facilities, and where appropriate, seating and picnic benches. We wonder why so much money is being spent, over £4 million for a 3-mile stretch in one case, on rural paths projects which contain none of these facilities. There has been a creep in the last few years where cyclists use any footway when it suits them legally, or not. The Disability Equality Scotland article mentions a package of support where temporary active travel measures will be implemented, for example, the closure of Kelvin Way in Glasgow, and other streets. This seems to be done without looking at the bigger picture. Let us hope that road closure actions and other similar measures, which will adversely affect those with disabilities, will not be the new normal in a low-carbon/COVID-19 world. Pedestrian areas in towns and shopping areas, if engineered properly with segregated lanes for pedestrians and cyclists, do improve access for some motorized wheelchair users and parents with buggies. The problem which we have is the absolute refusal by councils and SISTRANS to accept that walking or cycling and the use of public transport is not viable for many disabled people. We are the forgotten 20% of society. Cars and the associated accessible parking are a necessary element of an inclusive society, in order to foster and maintain a relatively independent existence, by allowing users to reach where they have to go, or want to go, without having to walk long distances. Our panel are glad that Disability Equality Scotland published the article, as it now gives us the opportunity to give our view, which we hope is a considered and balanced one. When it comes to government funding for active travel, we continue to have legitimate concerns about rushed and ill-thought-out measures which will negatively and permanently change streets to the detriment of disabled people. Read the full article from Robert Dick, Chair of Stirling Area Access Panel on the Accessible Travel Hub, www.accessibletravel.scot38 Issue 54 to 2020 Access Panel Network Tweedale Access Panel Tell 07920252528 Email, tweedaleap@gmail.com Tweedale Access Panel have awarded top prize in their logo design competition to John Kieran, J.K., McCool, with runners-up prizes going to Robbie Ferguson and Robbie Jess. Panel Chairman Paul Nichols said, "We felt that our old logo needed refreshing, and JK's design reflects the fact that there are a variety of types of disability, both seen and unseen, and only a small proportion of disabled people are wheelchair users. We consulted people with some expertise in easy read documentation and graphic design about any adaptations needed to ensure the logo is clear and accessible when enlarged or reduced, and the final version is now being used on our pop-up banners and business cards." Vice Chairman Michael Davis said competition entries were invited from both Peebles High School and Borders College, with a view to raising disability awareness among the younger generation locally. The panel were most impressed with the level of skill shown by all entrants. All the prize winners were Peebles High School pupils at the time of the competition and have gone on to become students at Borders College. Our thanks go to Gil Geddes at the high school for her help in organizing the school entries. Adoption of the new logo coincides with publication of the panel's new interactive access guide to premises in Peebles, about which more will be said in a future article. Issue 54 to 2020-39 Our sponsors. Disability Equality Scotland is grateful for the generosity of its sponsors and their ongoing support as we work together toward achieving the goals of the organization. If you are interested in sponsoring our magazine Open Door, please complete our online registration form, www.disabilityequality.scot/our-sponsors. Alternatively, please contact us on email admin@disabilityequality.scot. Open Door is published by Disability Equality Scotland Suite 204B, the Pentagon Centre 36, Washington Street, Glasgow G38AZ. Telephone 01413700968 Email, admin@disabilityequality.scot. Connect with us, disabilityequality.scot. Disability Equality Scotland at @descottweets. Disability Equality Scotland is funded by Disability Equality Scotland is registered in Scotland as a company limited by guarantee with charitable status. Charity number SC031893, company number SC243392.